This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, May 16th. Well, we got retail sales in, and it was pretty weak. It came in at 0.4%, and economists were expecting 0.8%. But, fuel prices had fallen, so gas station sales dropped. But excluding gas station sales, retail sales rose 0.6%. It's really hard for me to make this look good. One of the things that's bothered me is in the past 12 months, retail sales have only risen 1.6%. That's below the pace of inflation. So if you're looking for the bright spots, online retail sales was 1.2% in April. They're up 8% in the past 12 months. Spending at bars and restaurants are up 0.6% in April. And 9.4% last 12 months. But, spending on any big ticket items, durable goods, electronics, furniture, appliances, they're all weak. So only 7 of the 13 retail categories surveyed improved in April. So the good news is we're growing, but the bad news is we're sputtering. And probably Home Depot summed it up best. Home Depot is being impacted by the fact that consumers aren't spending on durable goods. People like to go to their gardening stores and everything and fix up their homes and everything in the spring. But their same-store sales declined 4.6% in the first quarter. And they're now warning that they're going to have a sales decline this year, first since 2009. So right now, consumers have over $17 trillion in debt. That's a record. The mortgage debt hasn't gone up that significantly. That's the lower interest-yielding debt. So it looks like consumers are obviously taking out credit card debt and other things they should not be doing. And so that means our consumer spending is going to be fleeting. Okay. So the bottom line is we're recovering. I expect the Atlanta Fed to have a big downward revision today. Right now they're estimating 2.7% GDP growth, probably cut to 1.8 or so. And we all have to just cheer up. So the next big hurdle is the deficit ceiling. It's got to get lifted. Janet Yellen comments on it every day. She's implying that Treasury yields are now starting to meander higher because we're not lifting it. Now, the Biden administration canceled the meeting last Friday. The meeting is supposed to be today, and they say they're making progress. Just to clarify, the House passed a deficit bill. The president can sign it, but it has $160 billion cuts. So they're negotiating, prioritizing what those cuts are. And hopefully they'll reach a deal. Worst case, they might have a two-week government shutdown, but it'll be a partial shutdown. They won't shut down the FAA or TSA or border security, even though that's questionable, things that they consider essential, okay? So that's interesting times we're in. The other interesting thing is the Financial Times reported that the world's 1,200 largest companies bought back a record $1.3 trillion of shares last year via stock buybacks. Now, this year we have a 1% corporate tax on stock buybacks in America. I don't think that's going to slow things down too much, but it'll be interesting. The other interesting thing that's going on is both Apple and Microsoft, by themselves, not combined, are now worth more than the Russell 2000 index. So it's pretty shocking. A lot of the growth in the market this year, the leaders have been in 7 giant tech stocks. Unfortunately, NVIDIA is one of them, and NVIDIA is going to announce next week. Sales aren't going to be up, but they should give some pretty good guidance because they're the engine behind a lot of this AI revolution that's unfolding. But no wonder the Russell 2000 is at record low P ratios. So, I was getting P ratios of 3 to 4 in small cap. Well, look at this year's estimated earnings. So, it'll be interesting to see when the snapback will occur. You know, Apple is still struggling with its sales, okay? And Microsoft's doing a little bit better. But, you know, Apple's always about the third quarter and the new iPhone upgrade and all that stuff. So we'll see what they do. So otherwise, that's about it. You know, Joe Biden on Wednesday will be off to the G7 in Japan. Janet Yellen's over there already. The finance ministers meet first. The energy stocks have been an oasis near term. We have the fires in Alberta right now that are causing disruptions in the oil production. These fires in Alberta are very serious. They started early, and they unfortunately may not be out until it snows. Same thing happens in Siberia. The reason is the forest floor is full of peat, and even if it rains, it won't put out the fires. It literally has to have snow cover. So the annual fires that we have in Canada and in Siberia, that's 25% of the carbon emissions in the world, just so you know. So if you're worried about carbon emissions, you know, it's going to be bad this year just because the fire started early. But that's good. That's disrupting oil production up there. And so that's got a firm price. And then, of course, we all want to see how much we're driving on Memorial Day weekend. That's going to be interesting because inventories have been depleted. And then, of course, in June 4th, OPEC Plus meets, and we'll see what cuts they have in store. Otherwise, that's about it. I'm happy with how our stocks are performing. I am doing more trimming now, you know, basically selling some stocks in the strength that have not the strongest forecasts. So this is a time to start pruning portfolios. The last big earnings announcement is going to be NVIDIA next week. And then it's all going to be about guidance and what analysts are doing to earnings estimates. But today, based on the retail sales report, the U.S. economy is growing, but it's a crawl. I mean, it's you know, we'll be lucky to have 1.8% growth this quarter. So we all have to cheer up. Hopefully that happens around Memorial Day weekend. And we, you know, I'm pretty happy with my bets right now because I have fairly low P ratios. I've got a lot of hot spots in the economy. So I'm not too worried here. But hang in there, folks. I know you don't like these mixed economic news data. But the good news, the Fed's done raising rates. The other good news is that they will raise a deficit ceiling. So whatever we've been worried about, we're not going to have much to worry about much longer. But we really do got to keep an eye on the consumer because they're starting to take on debt to sustain their spending. And that's not a good sign, even though, you know, we have job growth and all that kind of stuff going on. So it looks like we're growing, but we're sputtering. And that's the whole world right now. That's China. That's Europe. So we are crawling out of a hole, but it's a slow climb. So that's it. I wish I could be more optimistic for you, but the good news is the stocks that have the sales and earnings are the oasis. We did unusually well yesterday. We'll see how we hold up today. There's already some strength in the small cap arena that's very encouraging, but we'll see if it's sustainable. So that's it. Celine Avalier, I'll keep up in the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.